Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
In the NoCo is supported by Blue Federal Credit Union, with locations from Denver to Cheyenne, helping members tap into the power of community. More information at bluefcu.com.
From KUNC and the NPR network, this is In the NoCo, a daily slice of Northern Colorado news and happenings. It's Thursday, March 28th. I'm Erin O'Toole. Advocates say failing to invest in childcare is a missed opportunity to address inequity, and that lack of investment is hitting Northern Colorado families in multiple ways. For one thing, it leaves rising kindergartners unprepared to enter public schools.
The achievement gap is present well before children enter kindergarten. And so if we were to invest early, we could narrow that before it even began.
Taryn Morrissey is a professor at American University, where she researches child and family public policy. I sat down with her to learn more about what's driving the high cost of childcare and why it's so critical to find solutions.
In this country, we've decided somewhat arbitrarily that the age of five is when children become a public good. And we have guaranteed public education from age five to about age 18. But before age five, they're a private responsibility. And yet, I argue that's backwards. I mean, not that we should maintain our investments in K through 12 education, but early childhood development is so rapid, and that period is so sensitive and important. And yet we are investing the least when it matters the most.
Right. Well, if I could state the obvious here, childcare costs are ridiculously high in Northern Colorado, and that certainly isn't unique to our region. This is true across the U.S. Could you give us a quick overview of what the trends look like, what you've been observing?
Sure. As any parent knows, including myself, childcare is really expensive, and it's been getting more expensive. The Department of Labor produced this countywide database, nationwide county level database of childcare costs. And we see it really varies quite dramatically, but everywhere it's very expensive. So in 2024 dollars, it could be northwards of like $29,000 a year for an infant, per child per year for childcare costs. But even for slightly older children, it's still about $18,000 or $19,000 in some places. And so that's a lot of a parent's or a family's budget each year. And that's per child. So if you have more than one young child, it's very, very expensive. We saw childcare costs increase more during the pandemic as operating costs increase and labor increase too. We have staff shortages in many areas of the country. And so that drives up costs for parents, or when programs can't increase tuition anymore, they're forced to close classrooms or even close their doors entirely.
Yes, I think that what's interesting is, you know, while parents are feeling the high cost of childcare, that doesn't necessarily translate to a good paycheck for childcare workers. Can you talk about the relationship a little bit more, why and how underpaid staff might create more issues for access to care?
That's exactly right. So you have on one end, parents are really struggling and paying as much or even more than they can afford. But you have a workforce that's earning very little. In May of 2022, I think the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported a mean wage of $14.22 per hour in the childcare industry. And if you think about full-time work over the course of a year, that puts a family of four under the poverty level. And few childcare workers have benefits. And this is because of the economics of childcare. It's very labor-intensive. You don't get the same sorts of economies of scale with young children as you do with in college, for example. You could teach a lecture hall of 100 students in college. You cannot cram 100 infants into a classroom with one adult and expect high quality interactions, right? It's about the warmth and consistency and responsiveness of that adult to those infants. And so we have regulations about ratios of few children to adult, but that means that labor costs are very high. It's about 70% of tuition dollars often go to salaries and benefits of childcare workers. But because you need so many workers and parents can't afford to pay any more, what happens is the workforce subsidizes the childcare industry through low wages and few benefits.
Right. And these high childcare costs create a real burden on the economy. And I wonder if you could just dissect that a little bit, because it may prevent employers from being able to hire who they want if there isn't childcare readily available in an area, or parents may decide they can't afford to get back into the workforce because of childcare costs.
That's exactly right. The lack of affordable, high quality childcare affects the economy in at least three ways. So one is that parents aren't working as much potentially or in the labor force at all as they would have if they had affordable childcare. In a review I did a few years ago of the evidence on this, it's about a 10% decrease in the cost of childcare leads to about a quarter of a percent to about 2.5% increase in parents' labor force participation. And that's typically mostly among mothers or among single mothers and low-income mothers in particular. So we're losing out on workers generally, or workers who would want to work more hours if they had childcare. Secondly, it relates to worker pay. We are not paying the workforce and childcare adequately. And if we were, we would have a workforce that's much more economically secure. We know that many childcare workers have to rely on public assistance, whether that's Medicaid for their health insurance or other forms of public assistance. And then finally, high quality childcare supports children's development, and that's the workforce of the future. And so by not investing in high quality, affordable childcare, there are many children, particularly low income children, who are losing out on those early experiences.
Right. Well, we know there are ways to bring down the high costs of childcare without sacrificing safety of children or the quality of care. What does research tell us about how to make this more affordable?
Well, many states and the federal government have programs that are effective in reducing families' childcare costs. So the child care subsidy program is for low-income employed parents. The problem is that it reaches just a small fraction of those who are eligible. So it's in the most recent numbers, it's just about 1 in 6 eligible families receive child care subsidies. And that's a missed opportunity, because it does help families access childcare, usually more expensive childcare than they would have otherwise, certainly. And it supports parents' employment. Universal preschool is also a great resource for families, but most states lack universal preschool. So they have targeted preschool for low-income families. But middle-income families are really struggling to pay for childcare costs, too. It's not just an issue that's limited to low-income or poor families.
Right. That's a good point. A good reminder that it's families in the middle often who are struggling the most with all of this. Well, Taryn Morrissey, this is great. Thank you so much for talking with me about this.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Are you a parent struggling with the high cost of childcare? We want to hear your woes or some creative solutions you've come up with. We invite you to text us or leave a voicemail at 970-614-5323 or email us at noco@kunc.org. And in case you missed it, we've covered different aspects of the childcare shortage in recent episodes of In the NoCo. We'll have some links for you in our show notes and at kunc.org. That's it for us today here on In the NoCo. We'll be back with you tomorrow with more of what's happening in Northern Colorado. Our producer, Ariel Lavery, can attest to the woes of finding childcare. She helped make this episode in the midst of a 6-year-old's meltdown over doing homework. I'm told all is well now. Robin Vincent is our executive producer. I'm your host, Erin O'Toole. We'll talk soon.